So it sounds like you kind of lived with kind of contrasting values. I mean, obviously your dad was very forthright, but still you lived in a society where things were basically segregated.
Separate.
Did that ever kind of percolate in your mind, or how did you kind of categorize that? Or, you know, I'm just thinking as a child.
Well, by the time I was about 8 years old, the only thing I cared about was horses, and I was so caught up in rodeoing and horses and being outside, that's literally all I thought about. Mm-hmm. When I was about 15, things changed, and I became a little more interested in boys than horses. So I'm going to say that I was a little late to the party, and I was probably in 7th or 8th grade when it dawned on me what was happening around me. I have two brothers, but one is about 2.5 years older than I am. And when he was either in 10th or 11th grade, and I think he was in 10th grade, Eldorado High School had a very violent misunderstanding that was racially motivated. I don't know what happened. But the principal took everybody into the, whatever the assembly room was called, and he just pointed to different people. I think that they were all boys, but I'm not sure. But he pointed to different people of each race and said, you. And there were 8 or 10 of them. And he took them to his office, and he said, stay here until you work it out. He literally held them captive. Mm-hmm. He said, y'all will not leave my office until you have a solution that will work, at least for today. Mm-hmm. That, of course, I wasn't there, but my brother told me about it. We were very close growing up, and he told me about it, and he said, you know, we did. We talked, and sometimes it was hard, and sometimes feelings were hurt, but at the end of the day, we had a plan for getting up the next day and going to school.
Hmm.
And I think that was a pretty breakthrough moment for me, too.
So